Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are grateful that he allowed us to be in this day. Lord, we just say thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and the things you're about to do. We thank you for being Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. So, Father, we thank you for your will being done on a daily basis. We honor you today. We praise your name. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving because you're an awesome God, a mighty God. You are truly the King of Kings, the Almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to you. So today, Father, we say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Almighty God. Truly, you are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, for everything that you're doing, everything you're going to do on our behalf. We love and adore you. We bless you today, Lord God. We thank you that you are Abba, Father, which art in heaven. You are the Lord that handpicked us. We didn't choose you. You chose us. And we appreciate you for choosing us. In the name of Jesus, we are so grateful. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we're your very elect children. We thank you today, Lord God, for everything that you've done, everything you're about to do. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving because, Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, we don't know where we would be. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're honoring you today. We're giving you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're an amazing God. So, Father, today, because we don't know that we erred, if we erred against you, forgive us. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, for everything that you've done, everything you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are, because you are Almighty Father. You are the God, the Lord that we need. Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. And so, Father, today, we come lifting up the children before you on the Tuesday prayer line. And we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you are going to do. You've done great and mighty things already. So we just say hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Almighty Father. We honor your presence. We honor you today. You are almighty, 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 almighty in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you for everything that you've done. We are thanking you for everything that you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and thanks. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we cover the children all over America, all over the world with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the children's lives. We pray, Father, that you will continually be with the children, that you will continually watch over the children, protect them from seen and unseen dangers, protect them from diseases known and unknown. We decree and declare they won't even get a sniffle or cold, a fever or anything, in the name of Jesus. We cover their little bodies with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for all that you're doing for the children, Father. We call in the name of Jesus upon your mighty name today. As the children come on today, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, as they open their mouths to pray or sing, that you would do it through them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, remove any fear. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
For me, I stand alone on
That's the Bible, basic instructions before leaving the earth. We know that the Bible will help us, lead us in a plain path. We thank God for the Bible from Genesis to Revelations because there's instructions in the Word of God. And today, we know that the Word of God says, suffer little children to come unto you, Father God, and stop, don't stop them, forbid them not, for do not forbid them, for they are a part of the kingdom too. So we are honoring the Lord God. We are thanking God for the children that are on, the children that are coming on. We just bless the Lord today. You know, we serve the Almighty God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord God Almighty. He's the one true and living God that we need. We can't do without him. He created us. He created us in his image. So today we say thank you, Father God, that we are made in your image. Help us, oh God, to live like we are made in your image, to live holy, righteous lives. So today, Tina, I know you came on with us. I want to ask you a question, Tina. Can you unmute, Tina?
I'm unmuted.
Okay. Is Adelie with you today?
She is not with me today.
Okay, because I just texted her grandmother, and I get so I don't know. We're waiting for her to call in. But thank you so much.
Just try to find out, and I'll be praying with you while I try to find out.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. All right. Well, we thank God for Minister Julia. You're on with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right. You have the mic today. We can hardly hear you. Can you turn your phone up louder?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Yes.
We are thankful to be on the air today. I have today with me Zaire Walker.
And I'm 7 years old.
I have also King Walker.
And I'm 6 years old.
I have Kenyon.
And I'm 5 years old.
And I also have Joe Taylor. And he's 32 years old. Amen. We'll start out saying our prayers. Okay, you guys ready?
Yes. Come on. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, give us our debt as we give our debt. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all our evil. As the King, power, glory, forever. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I cannot want. He made me right out of the gate, Pastor. He made me not feel worse. It was so in my soul, when we pass our rest one night, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't know who you are, God with me, God rod, and staff, and comfort me, I'll start to take before me, and first year my age, I don't know how to play the old, I'll start to learn the song, can I go to the Lord, I'll change my life, 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 let my heart trouble, we not in love. When my heart is out of order, and when I go, I will not tell you. I will come to you and see you, and to myself, and when I run, let me, let me also, the way I go. I'm so Lord, you know the Lord, how can you live in my life? I am voice, it's you and mine. No man comes to the Father but me.
God, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for this day I've never seen before. Thank you for my brothers. Thank you for my father. Thank you for my mama. Thank you for my daddy. And I pray that my daddy get out of jail. And soon in Jesus' name, I pray. God, I thank you for them. God. Thank you for today. Thank you for today. I've never seen before. Thank you for my mama. Thank you for my daddy. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the day I've never seen before. Thank you for my mama. Thank you for my daddy. In Jesus' name, I love my mommy. I love my daddy. I love my brothers. And I love my great grandma. And I love my great great grandma. And I love my great great granddaddy. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. For the gift of life, thank you for the day I've seen before. Thank you, Bubba. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Buck. Thank you, Uncle Clint. Thank you, my daddy. Thank you, my mama. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Auntie Vicky. Amen.
Father, we're in heaven. Can you talk to you, Lord? Father, we're in heaven. Mercy on our souls. Heaven, looking in time. And please, and God, Lord, come on, please, please. And God is good.
All the time.
God is good. All the time.
Okay? God is good.
All the time.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to stand for it, Gary King.
Among themselves.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
It's time. I'm going to call on them in just a few minutes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Minister Julia, her nephew Joe, her great-grandson. I thank you for all that you're doing on their behalf. I thank you that they are growing spiritually, as well as physically, emotionally, by leaps and bounds. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. I thank you that the children on this line will know, Father God, that you love them and that you are calling them to a higher calling. I thank you that they will be taught to love you with all of their heart, soul, and strength, and they will love each other like they love themselves. So, Father, we thank you for what you've done. Today, as the children sang the beautiful songs and prayed the awesome prayers, in Jesus' name, amen. So today we have Sister Bridget on with us from Mississippi. She has three daughters. Girls, say your names one at a time.
Bree Nara.
Bree Maya.
And Bree Kyra, she's not here, so it'll be them two today.
Okay.
All the other name Bree Kyra.
Okay.
Riz.
What
they were now.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, they will be saying it on real.
Real.
Real. Jesus is to me. Oh yeah. He gave me the victory. So many people died here. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. Cause he's so real to me. Real. Real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gave me the victory. So many people died here. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. I would lie there to him to tell you the reason why. It's the Lord you call me. I won't be ready to die. Real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes, he gave me the victory. So many people died here. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Now, tell me your names again, girl.
Bree Nara, Bree Maya.
Yeah. Okay, so Bree Nara and Bree Maya, I want you to say to each other, say, I'm sorry, sister.
I'm sorry, sister.
It's okay.
And what you're supposed
no.
to say?
I'm sorry. Oh. I forgive you. I love you. I love you,
okay.
too.
All right, don't fuss with each other. You have to love each other. If she does something to you, you tell your mom, okay? You don't try to handle it, all right? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for Sister Bridget's daughter. I thank you for her training them up in the way that they should go. I thank you that they love one another. We lift up their other sister who's not feeling well. We thank you for healing virtue going throughout all their bodies. We thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do on their behalf. So, Father, we just honor your presence, and we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. All right. Sister Tina, you there? Okay. Oops, 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 oops. All righty. So we'll pray today. I'm sure a lot of you heard that there is a storm brewing in the ocean named Idalia. So we're going to pray according to the will's plan, the Lord's plan. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray against every storm, every hurricane, every tornado that's brewing. Idalia, which means the son of the sun that God created, the sun will shine. And so in place of Idalia, we thank you that the sun will begin to shine. The rains and the winds, we speak to you and we say, peace, be still. No torrential rains in the name of Jesus. Father, every destruction spirit sent against Florida, against the surrounding cities, we decree and declare it will not come nigh our dwelling. So, Father, we thank you that we say to Idalia, cease and desist. You will not destruct, go back to where you came from and be dissipated. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the spirit of Pan, where people are panicking all over. We decree and declare that, Lord God, You are the peacemaker, that we will call on you, Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker in the name of Jesus. Every prognosticator that's putting out false news, cut you off at the root. We decree and declare, Lord God, that no one will be harmed during the storm if it comes in the name of Jesus. You said 1,000 will fall at one side, 10,000 at the other. Send the word and deliver us from destruction, Lord God. We break all curses of destruction in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare that we are in a safe place in you. You said in your word, 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 at the other, but no harm will come near our dwelling. So, Father, we thank you that we are safe, we are protected, and Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that anyone that does get affected by the storm, we thank you for shelter for them, shelter in the name of Jesus, lots of food and water and everything that they need in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that we are covered with your blood in the name. You said we could speak to the winds and the rains and say, peace be still. So we say, peace be still in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, it's praying time. We're going to be praying for the children. And, you know, we thank God for the children who come on weekly, come on sometimes. We thank God for each child because God created the children. And he wants the children, yes, he does, to be safe, to be trained up, to be taught his ways. So his ways are higher. His ways are greater than our ways. So we're depending upon the Father today, and we're thanking him for all the things that he's done and all the things he's going to do. So we bless your name. We praise you, our God. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to pray. Now, we're going to be praying a special prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come with a special request today. We ask you to stop the hideous crimes, the violent crimes, the murders of our children, of our young people, 20, 30, 40, and even the young children, Lord God. We decree that they're in a safe place in you. No hurt, harm, or danger will come nigh them. No more children will be killed. No more young adults will be killed. They will not die. They will not commit suicide in the name of Jesus. We are thanking you, Lord God, for removing the spirit of violence from our nation. You said if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear our prayers from heaven and you will heal our land. And so, Father, our land is full of blood where our innocent children have been killed, have died from disease or different things. But we decree and declare, Lord God, that that will stop because you want the children to live out all their days. You created them. You said you knew them before you formed them in their mother's belly. So we decree and declare that no death shall come upon them in the name of Jesus. They will not die before their time, oh God, before their season. They will live in safety, peace, protection in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so it's praying time. I thank God for each of you all coming on today. So we have some prayer warriors on with us today. We have Sister Vivian. We have Sister Annette. We have Sister Lainey. Sister Marion. Okay. Did I miss anyone who's going to be praying today? Did I miss anybody? Okay. So if you are doing something in your kitchen, I'm going to ask that you get your phone because it's like some kind of, you know, pots or something going on in the background. So I appreciate you all so much. Sister Mary Nichols, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So Sister Mary Nichols is going to be praying as well. Anybody else on that's going to be praying with us? Call your name. We have Sister Vivian, Sister Annette, Sister Lainey, Sister Marion, and Sister Mary Nichols. Anybody else? Okay. So I'm going to ask Minister Vivian if you could pray for safety, protection for our children, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Gracious Father, Almighty God, Father God, you are almighty. And God, there is none other besides you. And Father, we come, Lord. Oh, Father God, thanking you for your goodness and your mercy, your grace, God. Father God, your grace, God, can cover them, oh God. Cover them and protect them from all accidents, incidents, oh, Father God. Father God, any gunshot, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we apply your blood, oh, God, over our children, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, where there is destruction ahead, God, they will turn and, God, go the other way. They will not even associate with the gangs out there, Lord God, when they see, oh, God, there is destruction ahead, Lord God. They will turn from their wicked ways. And, God, oh, God, cry out to you, Father God, for help, oh, God. Lord, we need help. We need children to cry out for help. We need children to recognize there is a real God, and there is a God that can save them from all of this destruction. So, Lord, we say put a hedge of protection around them, oh, God, and keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you, Father, for every angel that's in camp all about them, God. Father, don't move your hand. Keep them, oh, God, engraved in the palm of your hand, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. All right, Sister Annette, would you pray that fear be removed from the fear of bees, insects, and dogs? Because a lot of children are fearful of them, and they're drawing them to them to bite them. So if you could pray against that.
Father God, we're so thankful for this privilege and opportunity to lift up your name and on behalf of the children, Lord God. And so, Father, we just thank you for the children. And, Lord, we pray that you would bless them, Lord God, and that they would be taught of you, Lord God, taught that you have not given them a spirit of fear, oh God, but a sound mind, power, love, and a sound mind. And so, Father, we just come against lack of understanding and lack of knowledge, Lord God, that they do not have to fear things, but a lot of it depends on the way that they respond to dogs for one thing, and even with insects, even with bees and stuff. So we pray that they be trained, Lord God, the tone that they speak to the dogs and that kind of thing, Lord God. So we pray that the parents would rise up and take their rightful place, Father, and that they would teach the children, oh God, that they have power in their tone of voice, Lord God. Father, help them realize the power of their words in the name of Jesus. And Father, sometimes we think that children are too young to be taught. But Father, help us to understand they are never too young to be taught, Father. And so we ask that we seize these opportunities while they are young, Lord God, to try to train them up in the way that they should go and that they would not depart from you in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that any abnormal fears that they have of insects, of dogs, of cats, Lord God, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that they are being taught, Lord God, that they can overcome these situations in the name of Jesus. And, Father, whether it's a weapon, a stick, a brick, or whatever, Lord God, that needs to be done, Father, that they be taught that they do not have to be fearful. But Father, we pray for people who have dangerous dogs that are roaming the street. Father, dogs that are vicious dogs. We pray, Lord God, that there be laws enacted that would penalize those people for allowing those dogs to roam around in the name of Jesus. We pray that they be held responsible for their deeds and actions in the name of Jesus. We pray for a change in the laws that those dogs would not be allowed to roam around to intimidate the children. So, God, we ask you, Father, so we're asking you for a change, Lord God, regarding the laws of those dogs that are have the potential to be harmful. So we ask you, Lord God, to intervene, and then we ask you, Lord God, to teach the children not to run, Lord God, but to stand their ground, Lord God, and not be fearful in Jesus' name. And we cover them with your blood, Lord God, asking you to keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we do give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, Sister Lanny, could you pray against the bullying spirit?
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're the Lord of us, and we just so love you. We thank you for the privilege of prayer. You're our Father, such a good God. Your name is faithful, and we know that all things are possible because you make things possible. Father, we pray for the bullies in the earth that's bothering our children against children, maybe even older people against children. We just come against that bullying spirit. We know it's not of you because you're a God of love. We pray, God, that people who understand what love looks like would be examples before the children who are bullying, and that someone would help them to understand what they're doing. It's inappropriate, offensive, and it's an abomination to you. Father, we pray that they will have hearts of flesh that will be teachable so that they will consider and repent and be willing to stop that behavior and turn around and go the opposite direction. But we know, Father, bullies are bullies because somebody did something to them. So, God, we pray for whatever the source of that abuse that caused them to be the abuser. And we pray, God, it will be uprooted, dealt with, and exposed so the child can deal with it so that he can understand his own behavior. Father, we pray for the children who are victims, who have been victims. We pray, Father, they will take courage and find out ways that they can get help when they know they're in that situation, that they won't keep it to themselves, but they will have some trusted adult or older person around that they can tell that somebody is bothering them so that they won't become so depressed and so abused that they want to harm themselves or harm somebody else. So we pray, Father, for protection for the children who are being bullied. We pray for deliverance and healing for those who are the abusers. Most of all, God, we pray that your will and your way be established with them. They will find their purpose and walk therein. We know all of this is a distraction from the enemy to keep them from finding out what they were born to do, what they were born to bring to the earth to bring glory to you. We pray, God, for those children's safety right now. We pray, God, you put a hedge of protection around them. Give them the courage to speak out. Give them the courage to speak up and deal with the bully in such a way that they would repent and change their behavior. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, Sister Marion, can you pray against child abuse and neglect?
Yes. Heavenly Father, I come to you today, Lord God, first to thank you and to praise you right now, Lord God. I bring all of our children towards you right now, Lord God. I pray against abuse right now, Lord God, physical abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse right now, Lord God. I pray against all abuse right now, Lord God. You know, there are some kids that are being trafficked, and you know, there are some kids whose parents are abusing them right now, Lord God, for no reason right now, Lord God. There are some kids whose parents are on drugs that are using them right now, Lord God, and abusing them for their own use right now, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you put a hedge of protection around our children right now, Lord God. Cover them from all abuse right now, Lord God. in their house, around their house, and out of their house right now, Lord God. Any abuse right now, Lord God, to cover them. Let your angels encamp around about them to protect them right now, Lord God. Open them up to talk right now, Lord God, to go to somebody responsible if they are being abused right now, Lord God. Don't let them be afraid right now, Lord God, to open up, to let someone know that they're being abused right now, Lord God. Cover them right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I thank you and I praise you. And I just plead the blood of Jesus over all of our children right now, Lord God, and over all of our young people right now, Lord God, from any and all type of abuse. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. So much. I appreciate that. Sister Mary Nichols, could you pray for our children to be taught to obey their parents, their teachers, and why that's crucial?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we do praise you. We thank you, Lord, for, as someone said earlier, allowing us this opportunity to come together to bring before you the children. So we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to do that. And Lord, we just want the children so that they will hear and obey the parents as well as the teachers and people who are in authority. Lord, they need direction and guidance and can only get the direction and guidance that comes through the Holy Spirit to obey, to do what they should do. His children and adults too are creative and want to do what they want to do. So Lord, we just ask you for your complete care for all of the children and that they will learn to obey parents and others. Lord, we do ask that they would become wise, that they would desire to be wise and to do those things which are helpful and to do your will and to love to do your will. And we just pray that and educators and other people in those children's lives would also love to do your will and teach the children your word in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray against and cancel the spirit of lies that are told to children about Jesus being the Son of God. Many children are taught that you are not the Son of God, Lord Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon us. We deny you before others. You will deny us before your Heavenly Father. And Father, we don't want our children to be denied before the Heavenly Father. We want them to know who you are, to believe in you, to trust in you. Father, they are taught the lies about you. So I ask you to straighten out the lies that are being told that you are not the Son of God and that you have no part in the Son of God. So, Father, I thank you. We cancel that lie that children are being told about Jesus and about who he is. We thank you, Lord, that Lord Jesus, that you are the Son of God. And we thank you, Lord, for our children being taught at home, in the church, in the schools, that Jesus is Lord. He's the Savior. He's the King. He's the one who came and died for our sins so that we might have eternal life. So, Father, I thank you for the children. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing so that the children can learn of you. They can learn who you are. They will know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus on the level that they can understand. So we appreciate you, Father God. We just thank you today for the teachers. You said you called some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. So I thank you for the teachers who are going to be teaching the children who you are, Lord Jesus, and that you suffered, you bled, you died on a cross so that our sins might be forgiven. You took our place where we should have died on the cross. You took our place, Lord Jesus. We say thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Vivian, could you pray for parents to teach their children about their changing body?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord, we pray for parents, oh God, today, especially mothers, oh God, that they will teach their children as they grow up, oh God, that who they are, oh God. Let them know, oh God, that how their body will be changing the older that they get, oh God, and how they are to keep themselves and how they are to, oh Father God, stay clean, oh Father God. And Father God, we pray, oh God, that parents, oh God, even the father's sons, oh God, oh, Father God, about them themselves. God, you gave parents a pattern and a rule to go by, God. So, oh, God, you say that the mothers are to teach their children at home, God. So, Lord, we are bringing the children before you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, and the parent, God, that they be trained up in the admonition of you, oh God. And Father God, little girls will be happy that their mother taught them, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And they are excited, oh God, to help someone else, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the excitement that you put into the children's hearts, oh God, when they are taught properly. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Oh, God, and Lord, they can say, my mother told me, my father told me that I would get little hairs this place and that place. And Lord, I thank you, Father God. Oh, God, that parents is going to be more and more cautious in these days that we see appearing, oh, God, Father God, of their children. To be willing, oh God, to be one that say that they obey God. Oh, Father God, thank you. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Annette, would you pray that parents be active in their children's lives, helping them with their homework, playing games with them, activities, teaching them how to cook, et cetera.
And Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Father, you, the first institution was the family. And Lord God, you put place things in places for us to perform in certain roles, Father, to teach our children, Lord God. And so, God, we pray that as you are teaching us, Lord, there are certain races that have not been taught things, Father, that they were taught, they had things that were passed down from generation to generation that did not necessarily portray the truth. But God, you are a God of truth. And Lord, we pray that our race, Father, that we would rise up, Father. We want all people to rise up. But God, we pray, oh, God, that you would have mercy on the people who have been ignorant, Lord God, and who are still endorsing ignorance, Lord God. So we pray that the parents, Lord God, would take the time and spend with the children. We know the pressures of life are great on some people. We know that when people get home from work, they're tired. But, God, we're asking you to give them strategies to use that would allow them to spend time with the children, to understand that there's a time and a place for every time, for everything, a time to study, a time to play, a time to talk. Father, that there are seasons and times that you have ordained for the family. So we ask you, Lord God, to help all people, But God, those that have not been taught, Father, let us forget our old ways. Let us take on a newness, Lord God. Walk in the newness of life in the name of Jesus. Father, there are so many resources available now through the internet and other things. There are good things that are in technology. So we pray that we would utilize those things, that they would benefit us to become better people and to help our children to become productive citizens, oh God. We just ask you, Lord God, to help us. And Father, I repent on behalf of our people, Lord God. Father, the James Weldon Johnson said, let us not get drunk with the wine of the world and take on the way of the oppressor. And many of us have taken on the way of the oppressed, and we have forgotten, oh God, the old landmark. Let's go back to the Bible. Let's go back to church. Let's go back. And so I'm asking you, Father, I'm beseeching you by your mercies today to hear our cry, oh God, that we would rise up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and Father, to understand the only liberty we have, Lord God, it's in you, Lord. So, Father, as the children sing, real, 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 Lord God, let us get real. And, Father, let us teach our children, Father, so that many of their lives would be spared, Lord God. So we just ask you, Lord God, to have mercy today. We ask you to give the parents the strength, Lord God, so many forces. But God, we just ask you to help them, Father, and ask you to put people in their lives that will help them with this responsibility. And we cover them with the blood of Jesus, Lord God, and we cover families, Father, with the blood of Jesus. So, Father, help the families to rise up and do their job and not allow the television and TikTok and YouTube and all to do the job. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Lane, could you pray for parents to expect that their children will let them know where they are at all times so that the parents can, you know, be aware where they are, because there's so much kidnapping, so many children are, you know, coming up missing. So pray that the parents would require that their children let them know where they are at all times.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for parents who are responsible enough to teach their children how to communicate, communicate to them, that they should tell them where they are, where they're going. First of all, the parents should be already the ones that set the goals as to where they ought to be going, whether it's to games or the park, to church, to school. The parents guide that process in the first place. If the parents would take responsibility to guide it, that would set up an opportunity for them to know where the children are. And even when they are away from them and with other responsible adults, encourage them that they should never walk away from the group or walk away from the crowd or follow a stranger away. That they should have certain things that are being taught, ABC 1, 2, 3, that are safety guidelines that will help the child make wise decisions when it seems like someone is trying to seduce them away from the path of safety. Father, we know children are very vulnerable, and between candy and other things, instruments, even technology now, cell phones and bikes and all these things that children seem to want that they may not be able to get from their parents, or they want to be able to upgrade in some way, and somebody comes along and promises them, if you come over to my house, just meet me. So all those kind of conversations. Even if the parents could either teach them to recognize what we call red flag situation, when keywords are said, don't tell your mother, don't tell your daddy, don't tell your sister, those are red flags, and let the children know, this person does not have my best interest in heart because my parents love me. Teach the parents to know how to teach the children, how to communicate to them what they need to know about safety, and then to monitor them. After they allow them to go with others, just take the opportunity to follow some of those tasks and just make sure that they are doing what they're supposed to do, make sure the children are doing what they're supposed to do. We pray, God, that they will be guided by wisdom to be wise. And it's not a natural thing that comes to children. If they're not taught, they don't know. They can't go where they don't know. So we pray, God, for parents to be wise. We pray for people who work with adults to help parents be better parents. Parents in workshops, parents in places at church and at school and in community, that the churches will also help the parents to teach the parents how to teach the children to make good choices. Nobody's born knowing how to be one. They need to be taught. They need to see it so they can be it. And they need to know what wisdom looks like. So I thank you, Father, that you have all things are possible through you. So we know that it's possible for the children to have the information they need. But we pray, God, that parents will come up with a plan and sit down their children in their homes and talk to them about certain things that looks like safety, conversation that looks like trouble, so they will know how to follow and that they will be secure and the parents will know where the children are at all times. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for wisdom. We thank you for the opportunity to pray for this to manifest in the earth so our children will be safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Marion, could you pray for a safer school environment? You know, that some way, you know, if a child comes sneezing and sniffing, you know, that the parents would check before they leave for school to see if they have any fever or anything so it wouldn't, you know, pass on to the other children. Also, safety from hurt, harm, or dangers, strangers coming in, those kind of things as well.
Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. I bring all of our children before you right now, Lord God. First, let their parents recognize that their children are sick right now, Lord God, and do not send them to school to be around other kids to make them sick, Lord God, because you never know what allergies other children have. And if they catch a cold from somebody else, it might affect them differently. I'm praying that the teachers be on top of their children when it comes to school right now, Lord God. Let them notice anything that's wrong or different about their students right now, Lord God. Let they call it out right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them be aware right now, Lord God. Let them notify the principal's office right now, Lord God. Let them call the parents to come and get their children right now, Lord God, if they are sick right now, Lord God. And I pray right now, Lord God, against all sexual predators right now, Lord God, that try to lure children to them right now, Lord God, by giving them candy or any offering them money or anything right now, Lord God, that their parents be aware of their surroundings right now, Lord God, when them and their kids are out and about, Lord God. Let them know at all times where their children are. Let them keep their children beside them instead of in every aisle right now, Lord God, other than the aisle that they are in right now, Lord God. Lord God, we know our children are susceptible to all type of disease right now, Lord God, and I'm praying against all diseases right now, Lord God, that will come upon our children, that will affect our children right now, Lord God. I pray for cures right now, Lord God, for all the childhood illnesses that most children are suffering with right now, Lord God. We have a lot of kids that are dying from all type of diseases right now, Lord God, and I'm praying against all diseases right now, and I'm praying that the doctors right now, Lord God, the researchers right now, Lord God, will find cures for all the childhood diseases right now, Lord God, and just cover our children right now, Lord God, with your blood right now against all sickness, all hurt, all harm, and all danger. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. To Mary Nichols, could you continually thank God for the progress of our toddlers, baby Chloe, Zoe, Revere, Devin, and cover their parents with the blood of Jesus?
Yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We owe you all the praise and glory for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do, and especially as you are blessing the children that we have come to love from a distance and know their situation. Chloe, as she progresses, and we just praise you for Devin. And was it Revere? The Lord, you know where they are in their health, in their development, in their learning, about you and learning to serve you, even at their young age. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord, continually for the protection that you have given our children, the ones we know, and for all of the children in the world that have survived their childhood, things that are going on around them that are not designed for their health and their well-being. And Lord, we just thank you that you have given them the opportunity, such as it is, for life, and even looking forward, Lord, to growth and witness in you. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we have one of my good friends on with us today from Atlanta, Sister Gia. Sister Gia, would you like to join us in prayer? Are you in a position to do that? Okay. Let me see. May not be able to do that right now. All right, we have a 985-247-1747. Would you state your name, please?
Good evening. This is Melissa Bowman. I'm just listening in. I just on prayer. I had a cousin to get killed in a car wreck third, and he was 25 years old, and it's the Williams family.
Thank you so much for coming on. All right. So I'm going to pray for, and then we're going to close out in a moment. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're just so delighted that you chose us to be your very elect children. Without you, Lord God, we will be lost. And so, Father, we are concerned about the children all over the world. Many of them are dying at alarming rates, 30 years old, 40. Even my student that passed away at 30 years old 20 years ago, Lord God. Father, we are very, we're so concerned. We rebuke the devil who's coming against our children, killing them, stealing their lives before they live out all of their days. So, Father, you said if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then you would heal our land. You would hear our prayer in heaven and heal our land. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to do for our children. We pray a hedge of protection around them, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come nigh them. They will not commit suicide. They will not get gunned down. They will not be killed by hideous crimes in the name of Jesus. They would not kill each other in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that you are the one that can protect them because you go with them everywhere they go. You never leave them nor forsake them. We lift up the Williams family in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing. We lift up Thomas's family in his loss. He was 30 years old and shot to death. But Lord, we pray for those parents, lost children, you know, through horrible ways where the devil came and steal and killed them in the name of Jesus. We cover all of them with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that they are protected. We ask you to protect those children that are still yet alive in the womb, all the way to the 50-year-olds, oh God, protect them from seen and unseen dangers. We repent before you for any negligence on our part, not praying, not being in our prayer position, not being, you know, so we can hear your voice, not being sensitive to your spirit. We pray for every neighborhood throughout America, Lord God, that, oh God, that you would call on prayer warriors to pray for territories. We bind territorial demons who's called to, they're called to kill children in certain territories. We cover those children in every territory with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be on our post, even be ready to pray every time you call on us to pray, or even when you have assigned us to pray, that we will not be slothful on the job. We'll be like those in the armed forces. We will have our battlefield ready, ready to pray in the name of Jesus. So, Father, lead and guide us as we pray in the name of Jesus. As we're about to close out, I'm going to ask Sister Annette if you'll say a prayer. And we cover everybody who's on the line today. It's probably like about 12 or 13 have been on. So if you could cover everybody and close us out. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord God, and we bless your holy name together, Lord God. And we know, we hear the trumpet blowing, Lord God, telling us it's time to pray, oh God, like never before, God. Father, you have allowed us to see the times, the perilous times. But God, we know that you are God that answers prayers. And we thank you for everyone that's on the line. We thank you, Father, that you said that you have called us to be watchmen, that you have called us to intercede, oh God. You have called us to pray fervent, effectual prayers, and that they avail us much. So we just thank you, Lord God, that you stand over your word to perform it, that it will not return unto you void. So we're so grateful, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to cover us and everything that concerns us with your blood. We pray that you stir up your word. We pray, oh God, that your word be like fire shut up in our bones, that it will not leave us alone. And, oh God, that we would rise up, that your light would shine, 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 shine in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, and we bind all backlash, retaliation and revenge. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That's the heritage of the righteous. And we pray, God, that your favor and your mercy and grace would abound toward us and everything that concerns us. We bless the people who are not on the line today, God, and we pray that your mercy and grace abound toward all. Thank you for Sister G, and thank you for your faithful servant. We pray that you bless her. And everyone, in Jesus' name we pray, and we do give you thanks. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
We have Dr. June Paul on with us. Did you want to say something real quick, Dr. Paul, before we go out?
Oh, I'm just glad to hear everybody who prayed, and I want that the parents and grandparents would really pass on to their children, and that they would respect their elders and their grandparents and the mothers and fathers, and the Bible says, train up a child the way it should go. When he's old, he won't depart. And so that's all I want to encourage everybody, to teach the children the word of God and then how to react and act with others. Hallelujah, especially their older parents and grandparents and whoever. God bless you. Amen, Sister G. Love you.
Amen. Thank you so much for being on. Thank each of you. We love you all so much. We thank God for you all being on with us. We'll talk to you very soon. God bless you and protect you and your family. Amen.